This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Loneliness has been on the rise in the U.S. for decades. By one estimate, more than 2 out of 3 working adults consider themselves lonely. Now, some embrace being alone, but loneliness is different, something debilitating, an epidemic with links to reduced productivity and the need for more health care, both physical and mental. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now looks at how loneliness affects workers and what workplaces can do about it.
The health insurer Cigna has been crunching the numbers on loneliness in the workplace. Ann Bowers leads the research.
Lonely workers had significantly higher rates of stress-related absenteeism.
They miss an extra week of work per year compared to non-lonely workers.
They were also more likely to be thinking about quitting their jobs.
Twice as likely, in fact. Bottom line, says Bowers, when it comes to worker productivity,
loneliness costs employers approximately $154 billion annually.
There's a cost to those experiencing loneliness as well. Esther Prentice is 36 and lives with her cat in a small apartment in Portland, Oregon. She's experienced depression and loneliness since childhood and plays piano to keep her spirits up. She's had some really bad jobs, she says, like public transit bus driver.
That was the worst, not only job, but the worst thing I've ever done for my mental health. The level of stress while also being sedentary, and you are alone.
Employers can help mitigate some of the loneliness people experience at work, says human connection consultant Uni Turatini.
At the weekly team meeting, for example.
She says take just 5 or 10 minutes to go around the room or the video call.
And you have one person that gets to share something about their life that most people don't know about them. So something that is not perhaps work related, which makes people feel seen and heard and valued.
In an era of remote work and nonstop screens, Turatini recommends scheduling teams to come into work in person on a regular basis to improve productivity and morale. Sometimes it's the job itself you have to get right to break the loneliness. Esther Prentice found the one for her. She's now a barber in a small salon.
And I love being at work. I have my hour with each person. And for some people, they're getting their head shampooed and it's the first time that they've been cared for in a while, which can be very powerful.
It keeps her on an even enough keel to keep coming back to work day after day. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.